Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today in the spotlight, our member center from the Louis Padel Cardiovascular Hospital in Lyon, France. Our guest is cardiologist and ERN's main representative, Professor Philippe Chevalier. Welcome, Philippe.
Thank you.
And I would ask you if you can tell us briefly about your city, about Lyon.
Yes, indeed. Lyon is a very nice city of around 1 million inhabitants, and it's right in the middle of France, not far from Paris, not far from Marseille, from the Mediterranean Sea, and not far from the Alps, for those who like skiing. So it's a very nice location. It's also the capital of gastronomy, and it's one of the biggest centers for medical, you know, research and care. There is a long tradition of medical sciences in this city, and I very much enjoy living there.
Thank you. And can you tell us about your hospital and what is the main focus?
Okay, Hospital Cardiologique Louis Pradel is a very old hospital it belongs to an academic center of one of the first in France of 16,000 students, which is students in medical sciences. The hospital has around 600 beds. And it's a multidisciplinary hospital with patient with diabetes of some pulmonary diseases. So it's a very big centers with high quality, you know, care for patients with MRI, PET scan, many, many devices, up-to-date devices. So it's a very big hospital in Lyon, academic hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then about your department, and why did you become a member of the ERN, and in which thematic areas?
Well, I am dedicated to know inherited heart diseases, mainly electrical disorders. So I co-founded National Reference Center on Electrical Diseases in 2007 with Dr. Gilles Mia, who is a molecular biologist. And our goal was to extend our expertise and to learn with the expertise of others, especially at the European level. So we were very keen on, you know, to develop some, you know, association collaboration at the European levels for better care of our patients.
Mm-hmm. And what can you contribute to the ERN?
Well, by just sharing information, you know, on database, on discussing some future projects with innovative therapy, especially in genetic therapy, on gene therapy, bringing about new diagnostic tests, finding new variants, interpreting these new variants, but functional studies. So it's very important for us to talk with our colleagues from other countries. To find out new solutions, because as you know, there are rare diseases, so we don't know the mechanism of the disease, so we need a collaborative effort, you know, mm-hmm. the deeper understanding of how things work in patients with heart diseases.
Mm-hmm. And what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, I expect a lot from ERN, you know, frequent discussion and, you know, organization of meetings and shaping, you know, the medical knowledge, providing, you know, some opportunities to for the exchange and to build European projects. So for us, it's a very important structure that we need for different purposes, mainly, you know, education, but also research, and also for patient care on education too. So it's a very promising structure that we need to develop, and we have to participate actively to this evolution.
Mm-hmm. And then I have also some personal questions. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Oh, I trained mainly in Lyon. And my most important mentor was Paul Tuboul. He was an electro dedicated electrophysiologist, and he developed in France, very important electrophysiological technique, and also a very very important international co connection with some especially US colleagues. So, and it was mainly a clinician that what very close to the patients. Very with acute, intuition about patient diseases. So I appreciated him a lot.
And what was the most important lesson learned?
From him,
From him or in general?
or in general, I mean, most important lesson for me, it's how to listen to the patients. Because the patient, when the patient came with a difficult case, if you want to provide a good care, and you have to listen to him, because I think he's coming with his solution or her solution, because each patient has his own way to find out things and to live things, especially in diseases. So it's my main message. So the ability to listen to the patient. And it's not taught in academic centers, but I think it's very important to tell young doctors that the first step for a good treatment is listening to the patient.
Okay, thank you. And Philippe, do you have a favorite sport?
Yes. I have I love endurance sports, jogging and bicycling and also swimming, but during the winter season, essentially skiing in the Alps.
Beautiful place.
Yes.
And what is your favorite holiday destination?
Oh, it's the Alps. I love the Alps.
Yeah, in summer and in winter time, I think.
Yeah, right.
Both.
Even in summertime, now there is a very good
Not too
activity.
warm, very
Yeah.
nice. Okay. Well, thank you, Philippe. And it was the these were my questions for the interview. And thank you for your participation. And also
Thank you
thanks
very
to the
much.
listeners
Yeah.
for listening to today's podcast.
Welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.